destination. This is the Chat in the Garden with your host, Monique A.J. Smith, where significance blooms in athletics and sports.
Welcome to A Chat in the Garden, where we're celebrating a decade of chatting in the garden with significant blooms in athletics and sports. This upcoming weekend, I will be in Washington, D.C. for the third annual Head to Speech Summit. It will be my first time attending. It will be the second time having an in-person meeting. I just joined the board. And they did just vote me as vice president. So I'm very humbled and excited about being among individuals who believe in brain health. And I was just very intrigued about the whole conversation. Y'all know I'm a nerd. I read and I watch certain things. And I had just watched the quarterback series on Netflix, and I saw where Kirk Cousins was doing such a thing called prehab. And he said when he gets hit, if he does prehab, he can somewhat direct where the pain or the injury will go and how he can recover quicker. And so when I met Dr. Pope, Dr. Tamia Poole is the president and founder of Head to Speech, I was like, I heard this term. And so the same way that if you can do practice memory, recall, how many people remember as a kid playing concentration, you know, doing the matching cards? I have to say that me doing that as a youth really does allow me to find things. It's like my brain, I can see the item that I'm looking for, and I just have to remember what that picture is. Where is that location? So your brain is like a whole universe all on its own. And I'm also reading another book, something about decisions, making decisions in sports and how it helps you make decisions in life and work. So, yes, I'm all into this. So I'm all excited about it and just can't wait. I am doing some self-care. I'm going to take the train and looking forward to getting some reading in, doing my train. But it's time to go to work. It's time to go to work. And working connecting is what I've been doing. So this weekend is really no different because guess what? The Garden is going to have a connecting event while we're there as well. So I've been partnered with the Women of the Washington Commanders to have a connecting event. Because guess what? We got to eat, so we might as well eat together. And they already have an event already planned. So the Head to Speech will end around 5-ish. We'll say around 5. And the event with the Washington Commander Women begins at 5. There's a little caveat. It's an hour difference because we're going all the way down to Ashburn to the D.C. Prime restaurant. But they know we're coming. They know we're coming. So, and you got, look, y'all can't embarrass me because, you know, they know I got, 3,000 plus in the group. And so how many people can I get down to the event? So, purchase your ticket before Thursday so we can get a count. So, yes, we're going to have a caravan coming from UDC down to Ashburn, And I'm excited because they're going to have a panel discussion of women. And, you know, this is the month of the woman. So the Washington Commanders are on board with that. We may be a little late, but they know that we're coming. So I really want to show our support to Deke Tyler of the Washington Commanders and have a good showing. So definitely catch up on all of that by going to A Chat in the Garden with Monique A.J. Smith. You will see the branding for the event. And I tell you what, if you email me or inbox me, I will send you the link. And then on Sunday, we have an expo. I will be moderating a panel of women in sports business. Because the one thing that made me real excited about Dr. Tania Pope, like, she took her expertise and her research and created this nonprofit called Head to Speech. And there's some other women who've done the same similar thing up in the DMV area. And, you know, I'm trying to tell you, we get further together. Further together. And so I will be talking about their companies and then how their companies can assist Head to Speech with their awareness. So, again, this is what we do in the garden. We grow. We grow together. We grow together. So looking forward to this weekend. I know you can hear it in my voice. I'm excited. I'm already packed. Yes, I am. And another thing of growing is our magazine, Significance in Athletics and Sports. The 7th issue is live on Amazon. Yes, it is our largest issue because it's, what, 40 pages. So, but I would suggest this. I would suggest that you subscribe to the magazine so you don't miss it. It's just, I'm like, people have asked me, did I order mine? I said, I don't remember. But if you subscribe, you know you don't have to worry about that. So you get 2 physical magazines a year, and so you don't miss it. And also, we go ahead and give you all the PDFs, previous magazines. So we do have a store. We have a store online. You can go to seedsofempowermentstore.com, seedsofempowermentstore.com. And speaking of missing out, I did buy this, this cute domain to try to help you not miss any of these podcasts. Yeah, because every week I do send out the podcast replay. So I got this domain called Black Women in Sports Chats. BlackWomenInSportsChats.com so that you can subscribe to the podcast replay so you never miss one. I'm trying to tell you, subscriptions are great because it takes off the trying to remember. And I told you, I'm all about the brain health now, trying to be able to assist it. So I'm here to tell you, some numbers to your age, as the numbers increase, your memory decreases. So let me help your memory as it relates to all the products that we have. Our newest media partner is On the Court Solutions. It's created to unlock the limitless potential of every student athlete, business, and individual. Lori G. Curtis, she is the bomb. Because in addition to being a media partner, she's in the latest magazine, and she has assisted with this new book called Women Who Lead in Sports. And I'm in that project as well. And so I had the opportunity to listen to her about 3 times because every time they had a Facebook Live to promote the book, she gave a little bit more of herself. So I do want to give her a shout-out, Lori G. Curtis, And she is a recognized Hall of Famer from the University of Richmond women's basketball. So I want to give her her limelight for a second, because University of Richmond did win their conference championship. And so here's the point. I probably would have never really paid attention to University of Richmond, even though I am on the advisory board for the School of Professional and Continuing Studies, but because she put her name and her expertise and her connections out there and told her story, my first mindset for University of Richmond is Laurie G. Curtis. So she's taken her years in corporate America and her experiences of being a former athlete and created the on-the-court solutions. I would really suggest that you visit her website at Laurie, L-A-U-R-I-E, gcurtis.com to sign up for her free download. Again, a free download called The Fundamental Unleashed, How to Ignite Your Path to Success. Again, go to Laurie G. Curtis to get your free download. And that's a treat. That is a treat. Also in the seventh issue, you see why you need to go get this seventh issue? It's got, excellent contributors. And one of those is the podcast host of the NIL Spot podcast. We're on a podcast and we're promoting another podcast. Because guess what? There's no competition in the garden. We can all grow. But this podcast is really a place for parents, student athletes, and coaches to understand the concept of name, image, and likeness in high school and college. The host is Dr. Jam. Now, you got to get the magazine to find out why we call her Dr. Jam. She launched this podcast to highlight the needs for athletes to build their brand based on their talent and personality. Now, you know I'm all about that, because guess what? That's because you are helping the student athlete drive their own brand. You know, other folks are just sitting there waiting and waiting for somebody to drop into their life, an NIL deal. They're already the big deal, yes, but you got to help them figure out how to utilize that. You know, that's some positive self-esteem right there. Well, she does this each month. She will discuss a new topic or aspect of NIL. And look, NIL is fluid. It is constantly changing. Yes, constantly changing. And so she caters to the lives and sacrifices of student athletes. Because the thing that people don't realize is that you're adding another duty to a young person who's already trying to balance the academics and the athletics all at one time, and now you want them to have a miniature business or help you with your business. So I think this is a great place to actually use it with your student athletes, to be honest. You know, you can use it as an assignment to find out and get their thoughts on things. And that's why I love to be able to share resources here. So, again, the NIL podcast is each month, because she is a teacher, bless her heart, at a high school. And so utilize all of your places that you do listen to your podcast. I'm a Spotify person. And no, they did not pay me to say that. But it's so much easier for me to find my podcast on Spotify. And I just go ahead and say subscribe so I can get all of it. And go back and listen to previous ones and let there be a discussion. It does make it easier on you, to be honest, especially if you're a professor, you know, for your lesson plans, to be able to utilize someone who's already out there interviewing people who are already in this space. And to vet people out, to be honest. because everybody jumping on the NIL bandwagon. So, again, look for the NIL Spot podcast and be able to utilize this with your student athletes. Visaka is a membership platform that stands for Semi-Professional Athletes and Coaches Association. Join a community of sports and industry professionals. For more information, go to Visaka, T-H-E-S-A-C-A.com. Again, T-H-E-S-A-C-A.com. Hey, Alva Amica is on top of it, okay? She's an educational and risk management consultant. She owns Vigilant Safety Training Center. She likes to say policy to practice. The center has the following training: first responder training, sport and event staff certification. And let me put a pause right there. She is launching civility training. Now, if you're wondering what they got to do with events, let me just say LSU's player brother jumping across the scores table, yeah, I was impressed. It was fast action. As soon as I saw him jump over, I saw a police person escorting them off. That's what you got to have. You got to know when A happens, B happens automatically. Yes. So this is part of her training, awareness. And look, let's be clear. Just because you're renting a facility does not allow you not to have your policies in place. They need to be educated with your policies, okay? Workspace, safety, and personal training and operations. And, you know, something just crossed my mind. You know, so, yes, the brother was jumping across the scores table. I don't know what he thought he could do, protect his sister, I don't know, or throw some punches to show solidarity with his sister. But, yeah, his behind was escorted off of a policeman. I heard he went to jail. I'm not really sure. But, you know, the one thing I just thought about, but what if the sister was injured? I have never seen parents being able to go down to the field. But you know how, you know, the emotion and the blind light just hits people and they just don't think, you know. So what would you do? How would you handle that? You know, would you say, no, you can't come down? You know, would you have compassion? You know, those are kind of scenarios you need to have a conversation about. So Alva can tell you point blank. It's just something that just crossed my mind. But again, so back to the what the offerings are. First responder training, sport and event staff certification, workspace safety and personal training and operations. For more information, go to vigilantcestc.com. vigilantcestc.com. And she has free assessments on these sites, so you can be able to see what area are you deficient in. Seawall Foundation, Candy Wall, the CEO of Bowie TV, will be the MC for the event taking place in Washington, D.C., Head to Speak. I'm really excited about that because, number one, she brings the energy. Number two, she covers all professional sports and the DMV. And look, she keeps me abreast. I'm really glad that I do subscribe to her information about the DMV because now that I'm going to be attending a Washington Commanders event, I already know who they're about to bring in as quarterback. I would not have known that if I wasn't following her. But that's not why that she wants you, what she wants you to know. She wants you to let her have access to your student-athletes for media training. With name, image, and likeness on deck, this is important training. Because Candy Waller is exceptional with the interview on the professional level for DMV. But I'm pretty sure she saw some deficiencies and said, let me do my part. And, you know, doing her part, she's a Hamptonian. I just got to throw that in there because I'm about to be with all these Howard people. Just got to say, Hampton in the place, and we're holding it down. But anyhow, she wants to assist our student athletes with lights, camera, action, so we don't have any sorry Miss Jackson moments. And with March Madness coming up, I want you to see and look to see how many folks that you could tell have had media training. There's an art to the interview. Let me tell you one little tidbit that is really very helpful, that when you be interviewed, that you say the name of the reporter. Thank you, Amy. Thank you, LaChina. That means you really are listening. Now, that's one thing. And number two, I already have your 3 points you want to say no matter what the question is. I majored in the area. But our student athletes need to have some type of training because what they're doing, they're just going by what they see on social media. And they might not be the right thing. And also, you know, we're talking about television interviews and whatnot from a network, but because people are videoing and becoming social media influencers at these basketball tournaments for AAU and whatnot, grassroots, they're already going to be on light camera action before from our old school to 3 networks. So you need to protect them and protect yourself. Go get this training. So go and email Candy Waller at info@cwallfoundation.org. Again, info@cwallfoundation.org. I'm just realizing this. This feels like a whole D.C. type of show. Everybody's in the DMV. That's just something that just crossed my mind. So I'm on my way to the Miat today. As soon as I get off the show, I'm getting in the car. Today and tomorrow. So meet the contributors live. We'll resume next week. In the meantime, though, you can go back and watch the replay of Dr. Paula Jackson, the founder of Sports In Focus and Minority Trailblazer Sports Conference, which will take place in April in Atlanta. So you need to go back and watch that Facebook Live to get more info. And you can watch last week's Dr. Tamia Pope, the founder of the nonprofit Head to Speech, which is the event that I'm going to this weekend, to find out all about what the Head to Speech is all about. And both of these folks are in the 7th magazine, and you need to go buy the next magazine. And how you do that, you can go to our store, which is seasonofempowermentstore.com. Now comes the time of the hour to meet our guest today. I'm really excited about today because I feel like I'm talking to an old friend who's got all kinds of experiences in this field of athletic administration and creating events. And guess what? I told you, I felt like today was a DMV show. So welcome to the show, Sheila Weaver, the founder of SheLovesSports.com.
Thank you, Monique. It's very exciting to be here and hear all of the things that you're attending in Washington, D.C. area. And it's just a pleasure to be back on the show. You've done so many important things in the field of girls and women's sports. I just want to applaud you for all of your hard work.
Well, thank you, dear. And, you know, it is a collaboration. We all grow in the garden. And I want to say first, before I have you share your journey from college to now, I just want to say thank you for trusting me with your brand because you were in the first magazine. So thank you so much.
Well, you know, I think we've both been visionaries, I guess, in terms of girls and women's sports for a long time. We've seen that sports provides great opportunities for girls to be successful, to obtain goals that they didn't even know that they had. So it's just a pleasure to talk more about it. When I started my journey, of course, when we talked before, I was actually from Des Moines, Iowa, went to a technical high school, really didn't have any aspirations for sports. My brothers played a lot of sports, but as a young lady, a young girl, I was good at sports, so I was naturally attracted, which I think a lot of girls are today, to sports, but sometimes you just don't have the insight as to what is the sport that you might be good at. So from that love of sports, I just kind of found my own way. I didn't have role models. I looked to side of it, actually, just seeing that there were opportunities for boys to play sports. So I was wondering, well, why aren't there some for girls? So I just kind of forged ahead and created my own path, was able to go on to school through academics, went to Drake University, found athletics and physical education as a path to continuing that love that I have for sports. And so over the years, I've just been trying to harness that interest and find ways to be helpful to other girls and women to realize that sports is an avenue for success. So back then, I founded She Loves Sports, and I always wanted to get girls involved with volleyball, which was my, which turned out to be my love. Did very well as a coach in the Washington, D.C. area, worked at Civil Friends School. My daughter played at Long Beach State, won national championship. Many of the coaches here in the D.C. area were former students of mine who have gone on to coach and also are coaching their daughters. We were talking a little bit, I'm talking a little bit about the NIL, into that a little bit because my granddaughter has just received the NIL deal here locally in D.C. So it's just proud. I'm just proud of the fact that as a pioneer, you can see so many improvements and areas that girls and women have now that they didn't when I was growing up.
Well, you know, I'm going to slow you back down because you just, you
I know.
Just like
I
jumped all the way over here to your .com. So I want to talk about before there was a .com. So
okay.
when you went to college, did you participate in sports?
Well, I didn't actually. I participated in the sense that I became a physical education major, and so I had the opportunity to teach a lot of different sports. We didn't have a lot of opportunities to play, but I was a good athlete, so I was able to, as we were teaching gymnastics, I could do gymnastics. As we were teaching tennis, I could, you know, play tennis. We taught golf, basketball. So I was good at everything. I just have to say that. But I really didn't play competitively at all, ever. I think because I was an instructor, then I was able to adapt that to coaching.
So what school did you teach at in D.C. and how long did you
I was coach? At the Sidwell Friends School in Washington, D.C. for 19 years and I was head of the physical education department for a bit and then I was also the volleyball coach throughout that time period.
Well, you know, I got to ask this question.
Mm-hmm.
Were you there when the Obama children were there?
No, I go back to Chelsea. So that gives you a sense of how long I was there. I go back
to
Chelsea.
Clinton, in case anybody has no idea what she's talking about.
Chelsea Clinton. Yeah, Chelsea Clinton was there. And at that time, I was working with the head of school, and diversity was something that the school was committed to, but didn't really have a sense of how to go about it. So I was kind of tasked with the head to bring in more students of color, that's what we call it then, into the school. So I served on the admissions committee, was able to find kids who really could make a difference for the culture at the school and also give them an opportunity to see a different way of education. So those were very challenging but also rewarding years in my career.
Well, I don't know if you know, but volleyball is my favorite sport. I was in the 90s. I was one of the first people to learn how to do volleyball, computerized sports. Because even back then, the conference I was offered didn't require. I'm like, okay, so I just happened to not have football at St. Paul's College. But I was like, okay, well, why aren't we, capturing what they do? And so, you know, you're not really thinking that you're a pioneer or trying to set the stage for something. You just kind of say, but have we considered why we're not doing? And so, so to know someone who's won a national championship in volleyball, can you talk about a little bit of the evolution of it as a coach and your daughter competing and now your granddaughter going to college for it and an NIL?
She has a full ride to Penn State now. She's a junior. She graduates 2025. And it's a small world in volleyball. Her coach at Penn State actually played with my daughter on the U.S. national team. And Taiba Hanif, who is now the coach at Love Volleyball, they have a professional team in San Diego. She played with my daughter, Cheryl, too. So it's kind of fun to see how things have transpired over the years, and it's a small world.
It is. It is. And I just want to highlight that because one of the things I was trying to push was even with the NCAA, were the number of women of color that were competing in volleyball. And so I had a pilot volleyball clinic in the fall, like NYSP, and they gave me dollars to concentrate on a sport that had very few minorities. At the time in the 90s, most girls were competing in basketball, but weren't familiar with volleyball. And so it's just really exciting to even hear, like you just, it just rolled off your tongue, yeah, she plays professional volleyball. Isn't that exciting?
It is. It's just, you know, and when you've been part of that culture and just to see the achievements that girls and women have now. And then, again, volleyball, because when I first started She Loves Sports, I had to really have parents, well, convince parents that this was a real sport. I always mention this because they didn't think volleyball was a sport, that you just played it at picnics and at the beach. And I had to really kind of talk them into it. And that's where She Loves Sports, when we first started, was. I used to say it to play or not to play, is that a question? And so now if you go on my website, not just volleyball, but all sports, it's our time to play. Mm-hmm. And you see that, of course, in the investments and so forth that are going to girls and women now.
Our time to play, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you do have wonderful quotes because, I mean, I was just looking at, okay, so tell me a little bit more about SheLovesSports.com.
Okay, well, She Loves Sports is a website that is the advocate for girls and women in sports. And I'm always looking at different ways of making the community aware of what girls and women are contributing to sports and also what girls and women need to be more successful in sports. Now there's a lot of emphasis on mental training And also I just met Dr. Pope at an event that was hosted here in D.C. When she's talking about the brain and how that's so important in the development of girls and women in sport and all sports. I would just say that Sheila Sports is really trying to find ways of encouraging girls and women, providing a bright outlook for what they can achieve in sports if they set their mind to it, and also building a support system for parents, coaches, and players so they can all come together to make it a great experience for girls and women to play and their families.
Support system is key. And it's not necessarily financial. It's the emotion, because as I'm thinking, and my mind went back to when I created that clinic for volleyball in the early 90s. I remember, and it was, I think I had like 9 girls, and so we had like a little circle. And one young lady, her father was a minister in a small area. And I knew both. And she said, "Why does my daddy only take my brother to sporting events? He's younger than me."
Mm-hmm.
And she was, my heart just poured out to her. And, you know, I mean, I remember my father going hunting, and mind you, I didn't want to really go hunting. I didn't want to hear the gun go off. But the fact that you didn't even ask me, you didn't even say no. Can we talk about what type of support system that you did that you do help with parents? And also, I know you heard me talking about what Al was doing with civility and these parents.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. I was actually talking to Alva yesterday, and we were discussing civility. And currently I am doing some work with the D.C. Department of Recreation with volleyball. And also just the need, I feel, and I guess Alva and I both do, more education surrounding expectations at sporting events in terms of behavior and the message that it sends to the students who are in the stands, and also the community. And even on TV, I recently witnessed there was a basketball game with a championship. Fans ran out on the court. I think one of the players got hurt. And I guess now when you're trying to set the environment for an event, before you could have a guard or two, you know, who could stand there, and there was more respect for that. I think mm-hmm. now that the temperament and the attitude is that, okay, I want a picture. I don't care. I'm just going to run on out here. I'm going to get me a picture. And who gets hurt, who gets run over accidentally. In some cases, there are people who are trying to do that intentionally. This is creeping into part of the game. And as Alvin and I were just discussing, it's part of the things that you have to think about when you're in charge of facilities mm-hmm. or managing games. And so I was explaining to her, I see that a lot at younger ages and parents, and I find that they don't really seem to have, I don't know what common sense, but they just don't seem to understand that is not going to work. This is not appropriate. And you have to be told and sign a piece of paper, and, you know, you got to protect it. There's just so many things that are happening, nuances that you have to be prepared for now. And back to your question about how does the fathers who are taking their sons to sports events affect the girls, they wonder why they're different, why they don't see the same value in what I want to do, what is it that I need to do, as opposed to what is it that the parent needs to do. So that's education too. Sometimes they're just mm-hmm. insensitive because they don't really realize that they're hurting their daughters.
Yeah. But that's exactly right. I mean, and because you know me, you know I confronted the father. Mm-hmm. I was like, do you realize? Mm-hmm. He was like, I didn't even think about it. I was like, well, now you know, and you better think about it. I said, because your daughter was boo-hooing. I mean, like crocodile tears, okay? Mm-hmm. And he felt so bad. And I was like, I just want you to realize, you know, that it's a bonded thing with you and your son, and you dreamed about this when you had a son. And but think of your children, period, you know. They sell a thing called a family package, season tickets, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I got so much I want to talk about. But one thing that you and I, we never talked about, and you never share, but I just noticed something when I saw your granddaughter taking pictures.
With Patrick? I know what happened.
Yeah, when she was, I think she went for a visit or something, but my eyes caught it, number one, because you posted it. Secondly, because it was volleyball, but then it didn't even dawn on me what her last name was. Like, how kind of the dynamic of this sports family? Her last name is Ewing.
Right. So Alexis Ewing is, Alexis just turned 16. Comes to my granddaughter. She's a Patrick's 17. But Alexis is a 6'4 outside hitter, if you're a volleyball fan. And my daughter was 6'3, middle blocker. So it was tight, was just going to be a given with children. And she's just was very in tune to lots of different sports, but she's following in her mother's footsteps, I would say. And my daughter, Cheryl, coaches her at Bullis High School. And then now she is, you know, doing what I did, taking her to tournaments all over the country. And she's done very well. She's one of the top players here in the DMV for her age group. So she's very excited to be going to Penn State. And the whole athletic recruiting process is something that I've really been watchful of and have lots of thoughts on how that can be done. Well, I have a do-it-yourself approach to it, but they have they're just enjoying her senior year now. That's done, you know, so. We're thankful for that. So yeah, Patrick, he's at all the matches. Being a celebrity like that.
That's what I wanted to hear.
Yeah, he's there. He wouldn't miss one. He is there keeping people arm's distance away. I'm here to support my daughter. I can't take a picture right now. But yeah, he's there. Tries to be polite. But it's just amazing. He's screaming and yelling too, like we all are.
That's beautiful. That is, so see, that's what, and this is just my seed, I'm planting a seed with you. So even though he doesn't want a picture, say that you can help grow the sport, just like Kobe did with his daughter going to games, you know, with the daughter, you know. I'm telling you another, somebody help me, somebody text me. The young lady who plays for Texas, whose father is a former NBA player.
I can see it. Her name starts with an A.
Somebody help me. Somebody text me. Yeah, because she's a young lady, a woman of color. She played on the national championship team. I want to say his name starts with a J. But here's the point. That every time they watch the game during the national championship, they put the camera on him, and there's pictures with him. I'm here to tell you that is going to spark more women of color. So I want to do that sport, and her daddy is supporting her. You don't know what pictures and video does for a sport to grow. Oh, she said not
That's
sure.
True.
Okay, look, y'all, I'm looking for my people to help me. Jamal something, hashtag on it. But his daughter, she's on the front row. But, yeah, oh my God. And mind you, I think he was playing or something, and something like that. And he went to his match and then flew back to watch his daughter play. See, the storyline of it, I think I want to watch that game. You know,
right?
Even if it's just for a national championship time. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to just put that in there and just say thank you. And because, again, if I hadn't seen your picture that you posted with your granddaughter with it, because, again, she's in high school, so we haven't really seen. But, you know, I would like to see, you know, like volleyball is getting up there. Because you remember fall they had at a football place?
Right. They had 92,000 fans on a football field. Well, not on the field, of course, but in the stands to watch Nebraska. Nebraska played
something.
I can't think who it was, but it could have been. It could have been because volleyball is very, very big and huge in the Midwest now. Wisconsin, Iowa,
So, I mean, the sky's the limit, you know what I mean? Just being exciting, and we now we got professional league. You know, it used to be, you know, when you're talking to a volleyball player, you know, your conversation just kind of stops. If you don't try to make the Olympic team, okay, what you going to do with this? But now, I don't know you this. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say in terms of images and things like this with the social media, and I think basketball started out with the bumping the chest. You know, everybody's all excited and the action, and so it's carried over to other sports. So you see it in volleyball. Being just the excitement that girls, they would hit, you know, a ball, and then now they're jumping up and down, and just, it's just the excitement of it that carries over into the crowd now, where before you were more reserved. You couldn't wear earrings in your ears. Your hair couldn't be, you had to pin your hair back in case it hit the net. It was just all these other rules. And so those kinds of things are no longer what's, I guess, restricting kids thinking they had to be in a little box.
Yeah, and when they changed the sport to be everything was a point, because they were trying to make it more TV friendly, that's know that it was going to take off. Because when people were changing rules so that they could be more TV friendly, that was smart. That was smart.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah. So we're going to take a short break here.
Okay.
And when we come back, I want to talk about your new venture that you have going on.
Hi, my name is Lori Governor Curtis, founder and CEO of On the Court Solutions. On the Court Solutions was created to unlock the limitless potential within every student athlete, business, and individual. Our mission is to propel you beyond boundaries and empower you to make a lasting impact on your life and those around you. On the Court Solutions, igniting potential, surpassing limits, and creating a profound impact. For more information and to receive a free download, go to my website, LoriGCurtis.com.
Are you ready to take your name, image, and likeness to a new level? You know, your brand. Then look no further than the Semi-Professional Athlete and Coaches Association, the FACA. Whether you're a collegiate or professional athlete, coach, or athletic director, you'll want to join our vibrant community of sports industry professionals and unlock a world of excitement, possibilities, and opportunities. For more information, visit our website at www.thefaca.com. That's THESACA.com. And get your branding game on with the FACA.
My name is Candy Waller, and I'm the president of the Seawall Foundation, a 501c3 nonprofit organization established to enhance the transferable skills of student athletes. We are currently launching a media training course to prepare student athletes to effectively engage with the press and the public. To learn more, email us at info@seawallfoundation.org. We look forward to hearing from you soon.
This is Alva Champion Amaker of ANA Athletic Consulting and Vigilant Safety Training Center. My investment to become a member of the Advanced Academy is one of the best decisions I've made in my business and personal growth journey. Working with Monique has provided the network to connect and collaborate with some phenomenal women and leaders, exposed me to literature for growth, and opportunities to share my skill sets and knowledge. Her candid approach in the one-on-one sessions make me more accountable for taking the necessary steps toward my advanced success. Thank you, Monique, and I appreciate you.
Her father is the former NBA star, Jermaine O'Neal. That's who it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds familiar. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. Speaking of family, just give a shout-out to my husband. He's the one who provided my intros and my outros and my music. That's him playing. So we were just talking about family and just want to give him a shout-out. So
mm-hmm.
tell
that's
us
a
about
blessing.
Your yes, it is. It is. Hope you can hear my smile. So let's talk about your newest venture.
Well, my newest venture is I was asked to be the chapter director for Washington, D.C. for Sports Philanthropy Network, which is a nonprofit, and I also have a nonprofit as well, which is Academic and Athletic Alliance. I was approached by Mr. Kessel and Kayla Branham to be the director. Sports Philanthropy is an organization of many nonprofits in a specific region or state, and those nonprofits come together to have activities, have events to support student athletes, to support kids in general who have needs in the community. So when I was approached to do that, I said, this is a great opportunity for nonprofits to collaborate. And a perfect example of that is Alva Amaker and Dr. Pope, who actually came to my event, which is the inaugural event, which was held at the Point, D.C. on February 29th. So you can see we're a brand new group, and it's growing. We had a great turnout. Several other people who are going to be at Dr. Pope's event also came to that event. And so we just formed a network of people who are dedicated to helping student athletes, families, and provide them with the resources and information they need to just have a positive life, basically, have good experiences and give back to the community.
Wow.
And just like something, things just come to you when you're good-hearted. I don't mean like that, but you're good-hearted, and you try to help people, and people notice that. So I always encourage people to, like, go out of your way if you can. And I also have this phrase that I've been using lately, which has caught on, which is kindtageous. And I don't know if I shared that with you or not, but
no.
Kindtageous. Okay, here I am. I'm sitting in the living room. This is Christmas time where we're all trying to be kind, and this was talk of the COVID virus again being, you know, that's contagious. So I was like, kindtagious. So kindtagious is kindness spread direct or indirectly from one person to another. And then I say, let's start an epidemic. So when someone does something nice, I stop them. I say, that's very kindtagious of you. And then they want to, what's that? And I just tell them. So that's what I'm doing now. I'm just spreading kindness, and I want everyone to spread kindness wherever you go. And, yeah, we can do it. We have an epidemic that we can spread individually with that kind of mindset.
Well, you got to text that to me because that's what I'm going to use as your tagline, dear.
Okay. Well, I'm working on a few things just with kindtagious. But back to the sports philanthropy.
Go ahead and put TM behind it real fast.
Say again?
Go ahead and put a TM behind it real fast while you're working on it.
Put it. Oh, yeah. I got you. Yeah, I've got domain names and all that stuff.
But put your mark on it. You make a comma and TM and then hit a comma on the end and it makes it a circle.
So I'll start. I know what you mean. So so we're being kindtagious and with sports philanthropy. It's just been, I feel like it's a blessing. I recently was contacted by I have an intern who came from Texas who's staying here, and he's helping me with some of these administrative things, but he's an intern for the Nationals. So if anyone's out there, we have a drive that we're giving away tickets to Nationals games to nonprofits so they can feel free to get back and text with me, and then we can send you the information that you need to have. Particularly on Sundays, they have the tickets and they also feed the kids. So I think that's...
Oh, this is baseball. You got to be able to be specific. Because when you said national, my mind went
Nationals,
to
Nationals, oh, four. Baseball.
But,
baseball.
No, she's talking about a baseball game.
Yeah, baseball. The Nationals baseball team here in Washington,
well,
D.C.
I knew this was
so
going to happen. We have run out of time, Sheila.
Oh, okay. Well, that's... It's always a pleasure, Monique. You always have information that's so needed and makes everyone aware of what they can do and how they can be more kindtagious. And I appreciate your kindness, as always. Thank you so much for having me.
You are so welcome, and I hope to see you this weekend.
I'm going to be there Sunday at UDC. I was able to work that out. And then
wonderful.
More.
I get a chance to hug and show you my kindness.
Okay. I love to see you.
Yes. And thank you, Jama Harrison, for keeping me on task as I'm talking to one of my good friends, and I know I can go. Join us next Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for updates on show guests and podcast follow-up. Follow us on Facebook, A Chat in the Garden with Monique A.J. Smith, and have a significant rest of the day.